United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned in front of the PTL club.
Yeah. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. It is 8 minutes after the hour, 12 noon here on the 9th, and Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling, who usually comes in and sits in with me for the first hour on Health and Wellness Day, she will be here with me next Thursday, and we're going to be talking about schizophrenia, and it's going to be a really, really in-depth conversation next week, and looking forward to that. Oh, my, I'm on. I got phones ringing everywhere. And so so she'll be with me next week, and today for the first hour we'll have an open mic. South Carolina's going to sit in with me via phone because he won't come visit. Don't laugh.
Well,
you know, it's good to have friends you can call up on the fly. And well, I want to tell everybody, go out and see Barbie Dull, D-U-L-L, at Dull's Antiques and All, located on the corner of South Avenue and Western Reserve here in the Mahoning Valley. It's right across from Dunkin' Donuts. You can find her at 9026 South Avenue. If you want to call, you can do that at 330-797-2301. So go out and see Barbie Doll. They have great furniture. And if you're anything like me, I am a crafter, so I like to take old things and make them new again and refinish them and reface them and paint on them and turn them into new works of art, you know, mess them up. For those of you who are out there, I'm going to try to build a deck in my backyard out of brain freeze. I'm out of what do they call them? Pallets. No comments, South Carolina. I'm going to try to build a deck in my backyard out of pallets.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I am. That's not too hard as long as you get the right pallets in there and they're not, sagging in any spot. It's pretty easy to do.
That's what they tell me. And a lot of people tell me that you shouldn't do that, but I don't know why not. And, you know, you can treat the wood even though you can't buy pressure-treated wood. So that is my goal. Huh?
You can't get pressure-treated wood up there?
You can, but not pressure-treated pallets.
No.
So you have to treat the pallets.
Yeah, and the pallets are cheap. People will usually give them to you.
Yeah, and we have a lot of pallet warehouses here, so that's my goal. My goal is to make it out of pallets, to make a deck in my backyard out of pallets. And I'm going
to
try
match.
To do a fence also, huh?
You can make a fence to match.
I'm going to make a fence to match.
Yeah, that'll work.
So that's my goal.
Then, Tracy, you look like the redneck down here.
That wouldn't look like a redneck. No, it won't. It'll look like my first apartment.
your personal, you made pallet furniture too?
Yeah, absolutely. I went out to the back of the store and got pallets, and my tables were crates, milk crates. Absolutely.
Oh, man. You must have been really poor.
I was.
No. Years ago, they had a company called This End Up, and I don't know if they sell that furniture or not anymore, but what they did was they took old boxes that were used for shipping overseas, and they took them, and they made furniture out of them. You had to have a hand truck to move this furniture. That's how heavy it was. I mean, that stuff was monstrous. I mean, they made beds out of it.
I'm looking at their website right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And you couldn't I don't think the stuff would burn.
And what did they make it out of?
It was made out of old shipping crates.
Wow. This don't look like a shipping crate to me. And it's called This End Up?
This End Up. The cushions, the cushions would wear out before the furniture would. Yep, that's it. That's what it looks like. They changed the style a little bit. But the original stuff was really homely and folksy and looked like somebody put it together, you know, in their garage, and that's it. That's the furniture.
Well, I'm on a budget, and so I think pallets will work, and I'm gonna try it. You know, what nothing beats a try but a failure, and I'm gonna landscape my backyard and make it look pretty, and it's gonna look like a pallet festival.
You might need to get Sticks to come down here and help you with that. You talking about landscape? You a city girl? I don't know. You might be able to do a rock garden, but I don't know about the flowers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you might need to get your mom to help you with that.
Get who?
You know, your mother.
To help me
with
what?
Come out and supervise you. With the garden.
No. I'm recruiting my neighbors, and because I found out that I need a man. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229.
You know that's not right. You need a man to help you with your garden.
Yeah, not my garden. We're not having a garden.
I may do like a little
herb garden in a raised bed made out of pallets. I'm telling you, it's going to be a pallet festival.
Okay.
And if I do some herbs, I got to do some collard greens.
You gonna go collard greens up there? You know, Tracy, one misconception, and my father-in-law woke me up to this. You know, you cotton, most people after they harvest their collard greens, they just cut the stalk down, and that's it. Well, he's got the stalks. These things are about 4 foot high, and they make year round. He says what you do is you take the leaves, the fresh leaves off the top. And leave the ones that are on the bottom, because those are the tough ones, and it'll take you a year to have to cook them. And he eats collard greens all year round. Doesn't have to freeze them or anything. He's got one whole row of nothing but collard greens. There are about 10 plants out there.
Where'd
you
live?
Out there. Huh?
Where'd you live?
Georgia.
Well, yeah, they got warm weather. You know, we wait for the first frost so they'll sweeten and they will tender up. But then, you know, we got to pick and pull before we get frozen out, and you won't be able to find them.
Yeah, they should last.
No, I don't know. We sell them here in the stores.
Yeah, I've eaten collard greens from that they sold up north, and they just taste funny. They don't taste right. You know, they don't, must be what they use for fertilizer, because it just don't taste right.
Yes, they do. You just have to know how to cook them. No. You don't know what, if you can't cook them out the store, you can't cook them out the garden. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is an open mic, and South Carolina is here. He and I are sitting here waiting on my next guest to come in. But come on now. You know, we can cook greens up here. I cook and eat dandelions.
Well, yeah, dandelion, but collard greens.
And I buy them from the store. I found that you can buy them from the store.
Yeah, but they're dandelions. Well, I tell you what you can't buy at the store up there, and that's poke salad.
No, you can't buy poke salad in the store, but I eat poke salad.
No, it grows wild out here. Right
it grows wild
the
here.
Complex. Yeah, so.
And I love poke salad.
Just make sure you don't mistake it for something else. There's one down
you know,
here.
You have to know poke salad, because if you don't know poke salad, you might die. And you have to know how to cook it, because it will kill you.
Yeah, it will kill you. It will kill you. So, they better.
Have you been following?
Make sure they do it right.
Have you been following this Castro case that were about the women that were held in the house in Cleveland? Have you guys been following that down there?
Yeah. Yeah, they just released the brothers, because they said they knew that the brothers were not involved. But, you know, all of them looked like they were coming off a drunk to me.
But my question is, how did the brothers live in the same house with them and them not know it? I mean, seriously, how do you live in my house and don't realize that you got people locked up in the house for 10 years?
That would be hard to explain.
That's what I'm saying.
We never went down to the basement. That was our limit.
And you listened? And you didn't hear people screaming and hollering? And I guess he was raping these women at the same time. And these girls were young when they were caught, or they were kidnapped. Were they not? Well, that's what I'm looking into, and I don't understand how you live in the house with somebody for 10 years and not know that you're holding people hostage in the basement. And if anybody can explain that to me, please do so, because I I'm a little confused. And Bill, I will be calling you on my deck building endeavor. I see you're listening in. Thanks for listening. I will be calling you because I think this is doable, and we can have a fun time doing this and throw a party in the meantime. Because I want a deck in the back of my yard, and I can't afford a real deck. I went out to one of the Home Depot stores this week to find out how much it would cost. It cost me about $2,500 to build this deck. I don't have $2,500 to build a deck, so I got to build a deck. What I have. And so don't laugh at me when I go out there and start building my deck with glue and pallets. And if anybody knows any more about this Castro thing and this guy over in Cleveland, please call in and give us some details on it, because I'm really, really, I haven't followed it. I've got enough to follow. And so I haven't really caught up on the details of this case outside of they charged him yesterday. They held him on, I think, $8 million bond. But they let the brothers go, and then the guy who actually called and broke the door down because he heard the women screaming, he's now a hero, and they said to give the money to the girls because he has a job. So, which I thought was pretty honorable. Would you say South Carolina?
Bluetooth.
Yeah, I hear
it's correct. So
it's a cheap Bluetooth.
That really bugs me. $129 for the thing, and.
Listen, I quit buying them. No, seriously, I quit buying them because they, all of them, I've not found, I have a good old-fashioned wrap around your head, put the mic in your mouth, chew on it, an old-fashioned headset that I plug
in
with a wire.
That's what I'm going to get.
I wanted to try the new Bose. Bose, they say Bose has a good one, but I'm afraid to spend it because I don't have that kind of money to waste. And I spent more money on Bluetooth that I can go out and buy my own Bluetooth factory.
Well, my wife has bought 2 Bluetooth since she's had her phone, and I've gone through probably 10. So I don't know what to say. If you don't talk to her, don't talk on her all the time, or if she does, you know, I don't know what I'm doing to mine.
She may not use hers as often, and it's not as needed as much.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, but getting back to this guy, Tracy.
Please.
I mean, what I was saying was he's had to have been some kind of evil to do the thing that he did.
Well, evil is one thing, but my question is, How do you live in a house with women tied up and the people in the house don't know? I'm confused by that. I see evil in the world today, and so I'm not surprised by that. But what I am surprised by is you can be in the house and not know it, yet the neighbor can hear people screaming and be there 10 years, which means they never heard anything in the decade that they were living in that house with him. That's, something's wrong with that.
I have a hard time believing that. Unless you are just go to your room and stay in your room and that's
it. There's no way. There's no, even if I go to my room and stay in my room, if the neighbor next door can hear a woman screaming. So in the last 10 years, these kids never, because remember, they were teenagers when they captured them.
Yeah, teenagers can make a lot of noise. So I think there's, somebody knows something. And but the Cleveland police released them. I mean, did they going to keep them as suspects or use them as material witnesses or what?
Don't know. I just don't understand how the Cleveland, how you can live in the house and not know. And I mean, I'm as dumb as a fifth grader, but come on now. You, the neighbor next door can hear women screaming, but you can't hear them? And they've been in the house with you for the last decade? That doesn't
like
make
said,
sense.
All three of them look like they were coming off of a drunk. So I don't know. It's just the weirdest thing to me. And for sure they were all living in the same house.
That's what they said.
No, they knew.
But for a decade?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to hear somebody knocking or somebody, you know, screaming or something like that, unless she's got that house insulated to the point No. My house is insulated good, and my neighbor can hear my dog barking sometimes inside their house.
So, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of hard. 10 years, teenagers growing up, locked down, but the neighbor can hear to where he knocks the door down, but you don't hear anything in 10 years, and they never open a peep until the other day?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. But apparently the guy across the street, he was the guy that was there. He'd only been there. Everybody else was kind of, you know, just nonchalant about it in the neighborhood. But he's only there 1 year, and he noticed something strange about it.
Yeah, but no. Because remember, he said he couldn't. They were normal because they used to cook barbecue and hang out and kick it and all that. He never knew anything until he heard the women screaming.
Yeah.
The question is, 10 years. It took 10 years for them to get a voice.
Well, that is kind of interesting, though. Maybe it's one of those situations where the man finally, he started threatening a little girl and she got
come
some.
Come on now, South Carolina. There ain't no way you're going to be able to be 10 years somewhere and not make a noise, live in the same house and not get something wrong. Something wrong with the story. Maybe I'm just, you know, too much of a conspiracy theorist, but something wrong with the story.
Nah, you're right. There is something wrong with the story. That just don't add up. That don't add up.
Did you watch the hearings yesterday, the Benghazi hearings yesterday?
Yeah. Yep.
So how'd they do?
Those guys blew it up.
So was it a witch hunt or was it some truth to it?
It was not a witch hunt. It was straightforward and to the point. They were asking questions. The guys were answering the questions. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, what I want to know is, you got several Democrats on that committee, okay? There's no way for them to refute these employees' story. They were there. They knew what happened. And their stories can be corroborated. What are these Democrats going to do? Are they going to still stand by the president, or are they going to do what they need to be elected?
No. I just heard the woman on Geraldo earlier, and she was standing by, you know, she said that we need to come together as Americans because they attacked Americans, but we do not need to attack Americans, the State Department and the military.
Don't need to.
So they don't see a cover-up in this.
The military had nothing to do with it.
Well,
Tracy, okay, here's the thing. You know, in the military, you have sworn to follow all lawful orders. Okay, if you're wanting to go and pursue a mission and they tell you no, stand down, that is a lawful order. Okay, you have to stand down. You have to obey that order. An unlawful order is for someone to tell you to go out and kill a prisoner of war. Just go out and, you know, without a trial or anything. That's unlawful. You don't have to follow that order. So if the commander-in-chief says stand down, and trust me, this is the only way the order can be rescinded, is if the commander-in-chief says do not go. Something like that has to go all the way up the line. And he issued the order. Stand down. That's the only place it could have come from. So it's on his head. This is so much like Nixon that it is absolutely, absolutely crazy. The only difference is people got killed with this. And somebody's going to have to pay.
You know they're not going to do anything to him, right?
Well, it's going to be a situation where somebody's head's got to roll. I think he's kind of screwed Hillary in 2016, though.
Yeah, I think she's done. I don't think she can make it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think she's done with that. I don't think she can. Well, you know what? You know Houdini. I didn't think he could get out of his case either.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. I mean, I didn't think Houdini could get out of his case when I watched him, and you know, he did it. So sometimes you can like lie in plain sight and still get away with it. Because if you look at the Clintons, if you look at what's going on now, the demonization of the Republican Party and I'm watching them talk about they're going into Texas right now. President Obama's been to Texas twice in the last 2 weeks. And they're really trying to erode the Texas base of the Republican Party. And I don't think it'll happen. But that doesn't mean they're not trying.
Right. So I think she's done, but I think it opens up the door for Michelle. That's one of the
Michelle who?
Michelle Obama. Okay. I mean, she's more qualified. She would be more qualified than Barack was when he came into office. At least she'll be exposed to, you know, foreign policy and witnessing it firsthand and all the rest of that stuff.
Hold on. Do you really think?
Huh?
No. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It's Health and Wellness Day. And Doris and John Bullock will be with us at the top of the hour from Fit Family. But,
That's what's going around.
No.
In my circles, people are saying.
In my circles, what?
Hey, they threw it out. Watch out for
Michelle. So you think it's going to be an Obama-Clinton ticket?
Could be. Wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me one bit. My question is, how do you beat that? You bring up Whitewater, you bring up Vince Foster, you bring up you know.
Do you really think that could happen?
I really think that could happen.
Oh, no. South Carolina.
I put nothing past them. Not anything. Seriously.
Chris Christie's going to run.
Christie's got laughers to stop. As a matter of fact, that would fit right nicely in today's show. Health and wellness. Chris decided to improve his health by going and getting the lap band surgery so he can lose weight. He's already lost 40 pounds.
Why do you think I'm losing weight?
Oh, you running for president?
No, I'm running for the border.
Which one, northern or southern?
How about the eastern border?
The eastern border?
No, East maybe Coast? The western border.
No, I'm going down to Texas, and we can have our Commonwealth, and we can live down there. I have to get used to all the cactus, but I think I'd like it down there. Or better yet, stay here in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
People in, Tracy, you don't know. People in South Carolina are have the same kind of, I guess, tenacity like the people in Boston. We'll do everything we can for you. We'll help you out. And we'll give you the shirt off our back. Just don't try and take nothing we own. Because if you do that, you're going to have a fight on your hands. So, but some folks up there that's been conditioned, you know, they kind of give up easy. Okay, we'll go along with it. No, we don't do that down here. I will give you the vegetables in my garden if you ask me. But if you just go take it, you're going to have a problem.
Well, that's because y'all shoot. Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We've got an open mic for the first hour. South Carolina's hanging out with me. Want to hear what's on your mind today. If you've heard anything, there's a lot going on. There's the Eris case where she was convicted. I don't follow a lot of sensational cases like that. That's just not my cup of tea, so you have to excuse me for it. And for me to jump in, except from, you know, when I hear something stupid, like I can live in the house for 10 years with people that are bound up in the basement and don't know it, you know, that kind of bothers me. But outside of that, I hear the sound bites. It's like watching football. But I'll see you on the other side of my break. Again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Or computer, then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
InfoMark Lavoie, I'm Jen Austin, WSOM News. Authorities have filed kidnapping and rape charges against a Cleveland man arrested after three women went missing for about a decade. They were found alive at his home. Homeowner Ariel Castro was charged yesterday. Brothers Pedro and O'Neill Castro are held but face no charges right now. The Warren Police Department promoted two of its officers yesterday. Lieutenant Eric Merkel was promoted to captain. He'll serve in that position until Chief Tim Bowers retires. Merkel will become chief in June. Also promoted, Sergeant Greg Hosa, who now becomes a lieutenant. Supporters of extending health coverage to more low-income Ohioans say they plan to hold off further work on putting the issue to a statewide vote, at least for now. The spokesman said a Cleveland-based policy organization and its partners have plenty of time to pursue a ballot initiative if the legislature would fail to act. You're up to date. In for Mark Lavoie, I'm Jen Austin, WSOM News.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta.
The Valley's Medical Guide is coming to a Walgreens near you. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, and Mercer counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Why should you pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter what time of the day or night it happens. By doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction, the Ainsley Group is welcome in more homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania than any other contractor. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling at 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Questions about how the state polices our doctors.
It starts at a clinic that performed abortions in Muskegon, recently shut down after the city found filthy and unsafe conditions.
Target 8 investigator Ken Kolker discovered the state received a complaint against Dr. Robert Alexander as far back as 2009, but the doctor had a well-placed connection on the State Board of Medicine. Ken's in studio with what he found.
Brian, what we found is that this well-placed connection, the chairman of the State Board of Medicine guaranteed that the complaint against Dr. Alexander would not be investigated by the state.
This is the original complaint.
The complaint filed by Sharia McLeod's OBGYN alleged that the abortion performed by Dr. Robert Alexander on McLeod in 2009 could have killed her.
Good thing to do.
It also failed. McLeod's son, Jeremiah, is now three.
When I left, I thought that the procedure was done because when I came home, I was bleeding.
In the complaint, McLeod's OBGYN, Dr. Michael Engel, also described a second case in which Dr. Alexander allegedly ruptured a woman's uterus. In Muskegon County court records, we found allegations of a third botched abortion, not part of the complaint. A woman who had an abortion, then delivered a stillborn baby missing the skull, brain, and other body parts. Engel, who now works at a hospital in Elkhart, Indiana, would not go on camera, but told Target 8 that he, like McLeod, was never questioned by a state investigator. 10 months later, Dr. Engel got this letter from the state of Michigan that it would not pursue his complaint, that it could not investigate Dr. Alexander unless it was authorized by the chairman of the State Board of Medicine. The letter said there was an insufficient basis to authorize an investigation, but documents obtained by Target 8 through the Freedom of Information Act are raising serious questions about that ruling. State Department of Community Health records show it was then Board of Medicine Chairman Dr. George Shea Jr. who reviewed the complaint.
No investigation was even needed.
This is something very grimy.
It was Shade who marked, quote-unquote, no investigation needed. The same Dr. Shade we found, who in the 1990s had played a major role in helping Alexander get his license back. The state had yanked his license after Alexander was convicted and sent to prison for selling illegal prescriptions to undercover cops. State records show that Dr. Shade, then at Detroit Medical Center and Wayne State University, but not yet on the Board of Medicine, wrote a letter on Alexander's behalf. Alexander used that letter as Exhibit A1 in his licensing hearing. Dr. Shade then supervised Alexander at a Detroit clinic, a step the state required before restoring Alexander's medical license in 1998.
He should have been investigating my case if he was his mentor. That still ain't right. It should have been somebody else investigating. Why would you investigate my case and you are his mentor?
State Senator Tanya Shoemaker served on the Board of Medicine before this happened. She says she was unaware of the connection until Target 8 alerted her.
There was a clear conflict of interest here, and that should never have occurred.
Shade, who is no longer on Michigan's board, is now chief medical officer at an Indianapolis hospital. He would not talk on camera but acknowledged in a telephone interview that he had helped Alexander regain his license. He insisted that the abortion complaint was handled properly and that the state notified the patient about his decision.
Did you know that they're done with the case?
No. I never heard anything.
You never heard that they closed the case out?
Mm-mm. To this day, I thought that the case was still open. Nobody never sent me no letter or nothing.
In his brief report, Shade wrote that Alexander did not breach the standard of care, that he told the patient she was too far along to have an abortion, and that Alexander returned her money.
The patient was refunded her payment. Did you ever get money back?
No.
When pushed about the conflict of interest, Shade said, quote unquote, "This conversation is over." Then he hung up. What's not clear is how Shade reached his conclusion.
I have everything. I have the time I had the abortion. I have all the slips when I took off work. I have the prescription bottles. I have the copies of the prescriptions that he gave me. I have everything.
And she has a healthy 3-year-old son.
He's a special baby. Yeah, I love my baby. I mean, because he's a baby that I wasn't really expecting to have, but I love my baby.
Now, we wanted to ask the current Board of Medicine Chairman, U of M Surgeon Dr. Richard Burney, how this could happen and whether it could happen again, but he refused to talk to us. Officials with the State Bureau of Licensing and Regulations, which would have conducted the investigation if authorized by the Board of Medicine, said they were not aware of the potential conflict of interest.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. Wow, wasn't that interesting? They're telling me that there are more and more they're finding out more and more states, more and more areas that have people who are performing abortions inside of clinics. They're filthy, they're dirty, they're not taking the requirements that's done. Babies are still being born and not being aborted, or they're giving late-term abortions, and it's really, really kind of eye-opening. And so when you look at Gosnell and those, the media covering it up like it wasn't something that they should have actually been looking at, you see that there are more that are coming out about people, but you don't hear us talking about it. And as horrendous as I see of some of the murders that are going on across this nation, including the kidnapping in Cleveland and all the hype that's going on there, there are other things that are going on that you would think that would be more relative to other people in other states that we're not paying attention to. What do you think of South Carolina?
Tracy, that saddens me, and it also angers me, because, I mean, I'm listening. This was a low-income individual, and it sounds to me, I'm getting the impression that it was in a low-income neighborhood, and these doctors that's doing this, I mean, I don't care if it was in a high-end neighborhood. You don't investigate the person that's the mentor, and then you close out the case, and you don't close out a case without informing the victim or the second party.
If you didn't do anything, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
He performed the abortion and didn't do it.
Wait a minute, and popped up with a baby. Hello.
Okay, and why would you be prescribing that kind of medication to her?
Because I don't see him wiggling out of this one. That's going to be a bigger wiggle.
And I don't. This is the first time I've heard that. Who did this? Who did this expose?
Channel 8 in Michigan.
Channel 8 in Michigan?
Channel 8 in Michigan.
They don't want Gosnell to be exposed, and you don't have this guy being exposed, but you let some little kid get shot by a gun, and they jump all over that.
Well, there's too many. I mean, we're not paying attention. I mean, really think about this. Really, we're not paying attention to, you know, what's going on in Cleveland is horrific. But there are things that are going on in other states of the union that will actually be more relevant to everyone that they're not mentioning about because they don't want people to wake up and get involved. It's all about keeping the giant asleep. And I'm convinced that they want to keep people asleep because when people start to wake up and ask questions, then they will be exposed by all the dirt that these people and people across the board are covering up. ASOS, Alabama, your mic is on.
Who is they?
Well, they is the ghost people.
who are those people?
You know, it's the government itself. Remember, we elect people to government, and those people appoint people to oversee things based upon political affiliation and or a political access. And so when you look at, you know, when you look at the medical boards of each state, most of them are appointed by your governor. That governor puts people in because of whatever, phone calls, whoever. And so then when you get vetted for these positions, you may or may not be the right person in that position.
Okay.
Remember, we work in a committee system. So you have a lot of things that go on. Your parole board is an appointed board. We've got all these layers, and they have what they have done is they've kept the American electorate ignorant of the layers of government. So we talk about czars, but czars are not elected. Well, so neither are your board members. Your board members aren't elected to office.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yet we all take a, you know, even as I on the Board of Elections, I take an open public oath because I'm overseeing something that has to do with the American election and the election of Mahoning County in the state of Ohio.
Let me ask you this. The elected officials, if you were to, like, take a chart of, like, business, not just business, but, like, our society, you would see that many of our problems are with these organizations that are non-governmental. They're kind of para-governmental organizations that they're not elected, so to speak. They're government agencies like the FDA, the EPA, or child supportive services, all these different people. They're the ones that they can just issue something and make it a law without it being voted on. They can do stuff. They can change things and affect us in such a way to where that's really what you deal with on a day. It's really your local and state and county government. Those are the ones that really, the people that are elected set it up, but then once they create these organizations like the IRS, for example, they change their rules every year. Whatever they feel like doing, they just do it.
And no one pays attention to when the wind blows. All of a sudden, it's just there. And so, and just like, you know, let me go back to what I've said about people that elect your state reps. We send a lot of people down there, and we send them down there because of their education. Oh, they are lawyers, and so they are qualified to go because of their formal education. Well, you don't realize that you had sent them down there because you think that they're going to do something based upon their knowledge base, when in actuality, they're not educated to actually write the law. They actually go out and hire other people to write the legislation that they don't even read before they pass it.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Don't you think that what I find interesting about politicians is a lot of them come from these Ivy League schools? But
no,
if you
don't.
Get the Ivy League, well, I'm talking about the higher-ups, the senators and
no, they
okay.
don't. No, look,
a
go
lot
back.
Of these
look,
higher
look,
ups
look,
come
no,
from
look,
higher school, higher organizations.
Seriously, go and look at all of your 100 senators and look at what schools they've gone to. A lot of them have not gone to Ivy League schools. The reason why we elect them is based upon what they said. Most of them are lawyers. Most of them are lawyers.
What
I'm saying to you is we tend to elect people based upon what we think they can do because they've gone to a school. But we don't really understand. It's not about the school that you go to. It's about the knowledge and the integrity that you have. And what we do is we give people a pass because we think that they're smarter than us.
Well,
and
well,
they're
no, 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 no. what I was saying was, and this goes along the lines of the type of education, if a person goes to school and they are a good student, what that person is a person who regurgitates information well and they're good at writing essays. That doesn't mean that they're good at leadership. They have great leadership qualities. You can be a 4.0 student and you have no people skills. You're not that. It's like we don't really have a real quantitative way of knowing that this person is qualified, but because they're from this school. And what I was just saying about the Ivy League situation was that was just something where people, we give people credit, like Arthur Davis in Alabama gets credit because he went to Harvard, not because he's good at what he does. It's just because he was good at taking tests at an early age, and he was able to finagle his way into Harvard or Yale or wherever.
But
and
look
that's,
how,
that's,
but,
I think we need to stop that. We need to go off results instead of
no, it's not even about
pedigree.
Results. It's not even about pedigree and or results. You need to know what they do. See, the problem that we have is you have people who are there who don't have a high school education. But because they don't have a high school education, they come in and they're more eager to find out how the mechanics work and to do the right thing than you do somebody who has their PhD. See, it's about the integrity of the person and making sound decisions. And what we've done is we've put people in the legislature who we think are going to go down there and write good laws, and they understand it, and they don't even read the laws because they don't even care.
It is very hard to convince a PhD that they're wrong. If someone's got this Juris Doctorate, it is hard to convince them that they're wrong. I mean, look at the other day, Harry Reid. You know, he just got upset with Senator Cruz on a point of order. Harry Reid, even though Senator Cruz was correct in interpreting the rules, Harry Reid told him, that's not the way we do it up here, even though it's written in the Senate rules. People like that, they think they're above the law, and they're going to do whatever they want to do, and if we don't check them and check them exactly when it happens, they're going to keep doing it.
And my problem is what's going on is they're making us feel as though that we are ignorant because they are of an elite class or they have a title. And in actuality, they're dumb as a rock. They just got some numbers behind their name or some alphabet letters behind their name, and they're not. So when you look at the system, when you look at what's going on, even with the abortion clinic and with the supervising of them and the medical. Doctors are supposed to be adhered to just like your beauty and barber supplies. They don't want you to braid hair without a license.
They'll close down a beauty barbershop or a hair salon quicker than they'll close down a doctor's office.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm lost. What do you guys mean? I'm lost. You're losing me.
See, all these entities have regulations, and so you have, in the state of Ohio, you're not supposed to give away contact lenses unless you're an optician. You have to be licensed by the state to even pass eyeglasses over the counter. You can't even hand them out without having a license.
And that benefits us as a consumer.
Well, that's what they, you understand, that's what they say, but it doesn't really help you. Don't you understand? You follow me? Every state has its own rules.
The reason I'm saying is because I see a lot of regulation out here, which is what we were just talking about, that hinders people from, like, when you want to start an eyeglass business, you're talking about six figures to even get, you got to have somebody, and you're talking about years of going to school before you can even come out and get into this business to cut out competition, because you don't want someone to come in that may beat you in the game. Because, I mean, it's just like a barber. I don't care if you – I don't look on the wall to see if a barber has a license. I've been cut in people's living rooms way better than a guy with a license. I mean, and I know women that that'll braid hair in their kitchen that will braid circles around people with licenses. So it's all about your track record, you know, and I think that's – When I was saying earlier, we need to judge people off of their track record, what they are capable, what they've shown they can do.
But that's what I'm
by
saying.
By merit. And these politicians don't have a real way of being measured by merit. They're just all about speaking.
But Alabama, that's why they keep you uninformed. So when we look at the doctors and they're supposed to actually, you file a complaint and it goes down to a board. And the board doesn't follow up because he can make a phone call to the director of the commission and it not get done. And then people are not paying attention until something blows up like Gosnell. Then you have the media, instead of them coming out and talking about Gosnell, they're not doing that. They're talking about something else. See, what I'm saying is their goal in life is to keep us uninformed.
That's why they're talking about that Jody Arias lady. That's been on for months. And I'm sitting like, okay, she cut the dude up. We knew she was guilty months ago. Like, why did this cover the TV screens for the last 6 months? They've been talking about this.
You're following me now. That's what I'm saying. So why would we be talking about this woman here? Like I said, as horrendous as what happened in Cleveland with the kidnappings, and it is a terrible thing. But we have spent so much time on these three little women. And the kidnapping and
it's a lot of deep-seated issues up under that Cleveland thing, because I think they're laughing at that guy they call Hero. I think they kind of parade people like that around because they want, he's a coon to them.
Alabama. But listen to what I'm saying. But instead of going after Gosnell, who is an African-American doctor out of Pennsylvania, I just played a clip about another doctor in Michigan. There are other doctors in other states doing the same thing. Instead of exposing them, we'll go and pay attention to this guy over here who's a kook and got a demon.
Let me give you an example, okay? Chicago, Illinois. The state of Illinois has the toughest gun laws in the entire country. There are more murders committed in the state of Illinois than any other state in the United States with the toughest gun laws. 61 kids get shot, individually get shot that week. 20 white kids get shot in an elementary school. They ignore the gun laws that have been passed and the individuals that are being shot in Chicago, but they go to Newtown, Connecticut, and talk about the little white kids that get shot. Which one promotes their agenda more? Because you got the gun laws already in Chicago. They're sitting there. But people are killing each other left and right. Okay?
That's what I'm saying.
By innocence.
Why do you guys think they're killing people in Chicago?
Look, no, here's the point. You have the toughest gun laws in the entire United States in the state of Illinois and in the city of Chicago. Okay? But in Connecticut, you don't have as many murders. You don't have nowhere near as many murders. But they want to enforce gun laws upon the entire nation based on what's happening in Connecticut, or what happened in Connecticut at Newtown with the kids getting killed. But you've got a state that shows you, that's giving you a model. You take guns away from people and more murders committed.
But why, though?
Huh?
Why would you say that? Why is it so high, the rate?
It's the truth.
I'm going to pick up a Bass Tech guy, and then I got to take a break, and then I got John and Doris Bullock in here. We're going to talk about walking, getting our movement on. Hold on. Go ahead, and Bass Tech, go ahead.
Hello.
How are you doing? Yeah, we can.
Yeah, doing good. I've been on the song. How you doing, South Carolina and Alabama?
What's up?
We doing good.
Good. What I want to add to that, you had said something earlier. It took me a while to get hooked up to it. I was listening to Thomas Sowell, and I've been listening to him here probably in the last year or two. Man, he is very interesting. I find him interesting anyway. One of the things he said about Ivy League schools or schools like that, they teach these guys, and basically what they do is they learn about theory, and they never have to prove their theory. But they just learn about a theory, a way they think something should work. But these guys have never tried it in the wild. And you have a lot of these guys out here end up as lawyers. Now, I don't know what the numbers are, but they end up as lawyers and they end up as politicians. And they come up with these ideas of the way life should be and whatnot. But it's not tried and true. And he said, now you have other guys, I think he mentioned one of the presidents, he went to a little small college, but he had a better education because they make you try. Anything you come up, you have to prove it. You have to go back and, okay, well, give me proof for what you believe. So I just wanted to state that, because I believe a lot of these guys are like that. They're coming up with these. That's why you have these crazy philosophies. These are wish lists, but they have never tried them, and they don't work because these guys don't have any practical sense.
They have no live experience.
No practical application. Now, you're an electronic technician. You know how Ohm's law works and how, what pi is and everything else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can have all that knowledge in your head, but if you don't know what a resistor looks like and where to test a resistor, how to test for resistance in a circuit, book theory is going to do you no good. Practical application.
That's right.
Is what works. Plain and simple.
Everything has to be done. And so when you have life lessons, they've already been tested for most of them. You know, that, and that's what my parents taught me. Their parents taught them. There's some basic things in life, some basic truths that we follow. And now you have a generation of people coming along saying, no, we're going to do it a different way because we think this is the right way to do it. And
well, that's what Barack Obama did. That's what he did. He came in with a theory, unproved. He had been. He wasn't in politics. And in 2005, all of a sudden, he's out at Katrina with the presidents, and next thing you know, he's a keynote speaker in 2004, and now he's president. I mean, unproven. Nobody tested him. He'd only been in Congress, in Senate for like a year of actual time. Barack Obama was in Senate a year and like a half before he actually started running. Started running after having only been in there cumulatively for like a year of actual work, and he was wearing and running for president.
That's true.
So this guy went from nothing to basically the president of the United States.
Hey, listen, guys, I gotta talk to John and Doris from Fifth Family, but I want to bring this back up again because you're right. He wasn't proven, but that's what makes America great. The problem is we got snowed by image and not by knowledge.
But they didn't vet him, though, and make sure he was solid. They didn't.
No, they did that.
And this guy got atheists and put pedophiles in his past.
They did.
I mean, this guy's crazy.
They knew.
When?
Oh, they did. They knew. You didn't. We didn't. People didn't. They didn't let
I knew back then, but I'm just saying it wasn't
people
brought out to the public.
But I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying, Alabama. I agree with you. People knew that he has been vetted. Everything down to his shoe size was known. The problem is, they didn't let the American people know because the American people didn't do their own background check. Listen, I got to go. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Only at the Ford Studios. Stop in at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer and get a fuel-efficient Fusion for just $209 a month or 0% financing for 60 months. Go to driveoneohio.com for more details.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.625%, APR 3.77%, that payment could support a $295,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $70,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Sean Hannity, and you're listening to News Talk 600 WSOM.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Today is Health and Wellness Day, and Dr. Brandy couldn't come in for the first hour, so she'll be here next week. And so now we're going to really head into fitness, and then Dr. Mason will be on in the next hour. But I have Dorson John Bullock from Fit Family over in Austintown, and I have been hanging out with them for the last 6 or 7 months. And so if you see any results of my trying to act right, it's because Doris is beating me into shape. But I go over there at least 1 to 2 times a week and take a Pilates class. And I have to say it is the most rewarding workout that I've had because I feel like I'm elongated. It changes my posture. And so I want to throw that in and give them a kudos and let you guys know that if you want to really change your pattern and you want to go to a nice gym, go out and see John, Doris and John over at Fit Family. Hi, Doris and John. How are you guys?
Hi, Ms. Winbush.
How are you doing? Thank you for having us again.
You're welcome, John.
I want you to know that I've lost 15 pounds in the last month.
What are you doing?
It's your brain.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I've been dieting off and on and working out. I'm working out again.
You're working out again? I'm going to come get on the bike as soon as I find a butt.
You've been saying that for a year.
I am. You don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I got to turn Doris up because she talks low.
No, I don't.
Yes, she does.
She's very, very quiet.
Yes, she does. I've been thinking about buying her a megaphone.
You know what? She yells when I'm in the torture chamber.
She thinks everybody needs their hearing aid, but she goes, blah, 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 blah.
Happy birthday, Doris.
Thank you very much.
It was when?
It was yesterday.
See, I was early.
She was four months early.
She was 70 years old.
But you know what? For her 70, because I know, I'm with you, John, she's close to it.
Oh, you need to stop.
But she looks good
you
for
know what?
70.
Yeah, I am
far from being 70, so don't even go there.
You know how adolescents blossom.
Obviously, I'm in the wrong room.
No, you're in the right room.
They blossom at older age, too.
You're in the right room. South Carolina, your mic is up. Alabama, your mic is up also. I wanted to talk to Doris and John today a little bit about movement. Right now, when we go to the doctor, the doctors are telling us all that we need to have movement. And so they tell me 10,000 steps a day. And, you know, I think I move until I put on a pedometer. And I can go to the gym. And I found out, with all that, I still don't get to 10,000.
But it's your...
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. You got to make sure your pedometer is set correctly.
That's true.
Everybody has a different stride length.
Listen, mine clicks just because I move my arms, and I still don't get to 10,000.
You probably still need to make sure that your stride length is correct.
Did I tell you what I wanted for my birthday, John?
What's that?
I want a bracelet.
Oh, you want one of the Nike?
I want a bracelet like yours and Elaine's and Doris's. Because I went online.
Okay.
And I found that it went in $39.95.
No, it's not. No, it's a little bit more than that, Tracy.
I found that out. I thought it was, it almost cost like the tennis shoes. Pretty soon they're going to put Michael Jordan on the size.
But they are good, though.
There's a similar item. What was that item we were talking to that young lady about?
That one's the Body Bug.
And that's a bit, Body Bug. That's a little bit less expensive.
No, I want one
it's
that flashes.
About the same.
Oh, it's about the same price? Okay.
Yeah,
I want one that flashes when I get to my goal.
Well, you know what, Tracy?
What?
You're working towards your goal. You just go out there and just buy one, and then you'll have it, and then you can work harder.
You have to come more than twice a week. I heard you say two times. You got to come at least 3 times a week, minimum.
I suggested more, but, you know, that's like...
Minimum. I'm just giving you the minimum.
I'm doing good to get there on the days I'm making it. Do you know how hard it is for me to get to the gym?
Do you have a retirement plan?
Yes, I have a retirement plan.
You're investing in that, right?
Absolutely.
When are you going to start investing in yourself?
I am.
That's 3 times a week at a minimum.
John.
Yes.
Three times
a week.
I'm eating rabbit food.
Doesn't matter. You got to start walking. You got to start moving.
Oh, man.
3 times a week.
I'm going back to my step. Look, why is
can I ask something?
Sure. What in Alabama? Question.
Yeah. I exercise a lot. Exercise for aesthetics more than. Well,
okay,
I like the health benefits. Well, whatever. I want to look good. That's just how it is. But let me ask you this. Why is it like I just looked up about athletes and people that play sports and stuff. Why a lot of them die in their 60s and they're in great shape. They run a lot. But then you got average couch potato living to be 75 years old, sitting there, you know, not exercising, not, you know, carrying around a lot of fat. Why do you guys think that is?
Well, I was a former athlete. I played college football. I played about 9 to 10 years of football. But anyway, to answer your question, I just from my thought perspective, it's because athletes, they do a lot more with their body during a shorter period of time in their life. And that impact definitely changes the duration of their life. It doesn't matter if you're physically fit for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. If you're physically fit, but you're not, you know, enduring all of the type of injuries, the type of environment that they're in as far as physical problems, then you're not going to have as many, you're going to live longer, you're not going to have as many problems. I think that that has a lot to do with it. But then you need to know the history also of the particular athlete, you know, what type of medications were you on, what type of supplements were you on, that kind of thing, too.
And we also can't pick our family.
Well, that's the thing with supplements. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, you know, you also can't pick your family. So there may be something within his family, like heart problems and things like that, that doesn't show up until later in life. So it may be a factor of his family history also.
That's a very good point. Because in my family, as far as the men are concerned, I'm the oldest. I'm 69 years old, and I've lived longer than any male that I know of in my family tree. And I was the only athlete that played or participated in athletics as long as I did.
That's because I'm a good cook.
That's what it is.
Well, let me ask you this, because I feel like I wanted to interject a theory, though, about it, because I wanted to interject a theory that I feel as though we don't get the proper nutrients that we need for our body to function at an optimal level for all of its waste disposal. I feel as though sometimes we don't proper detoxification of the body, the immune system is not really functioning. Even if you got a lot of bodybuilders that if you look at their blood work, they're probably in terrible shape, but they're all ripped up and strong
Whereas someone, you know, somebody that doesn't lift, that's, you know, doesn't have all the muscle, but they're passing, having bowel movements and doing everything they're supposed to do, and, you know, doing, taking, you know, getting the candida out of their system, things like that. I think that has a lot more to do with longevity than
what happens is we have not learned, and this is just a theory upon mine, we have not learned how to assess our own personal life. You look at your family, you look at your history, you look at your grandparents, you look at what's around you. I know that in my immediate family that the majority of them are diabetic on both sides of my family. I know that if I'm not careful, hypertension will run in my family. And so with that, even if I can't afford to go to the doctor, I need to be cognizant that I need to make sure that I maintain or begin to pay attention to my weight. Because we know type 2 diabetes, a lot comes in from weight. And if I'm going to be somewhat accessible just based upon my genes, weight is going to acerbate that even more.
When we look at bodybuilders, not all of them, but some of them are on steroids. They may be ripped and have all the muscles, but did they do them naturally? Are they eating correctly? I mean, they may just be pumping it up with different types of steroids in order to increase their muscle mass. So that's a big factor.
And then cardio, working out is one thing. Doing strength training is one thing, but cardiovascular is another.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who do not pay attention to the cardiovascular part of it.
Exactly.
Well, I think the gentleman from Alabama is on the right track, but that's why I mentioned supplements, and what Doris said is another part of that. It's a matter of looking at the big picture. You know, if you're a track star, you're working on that part of your body. You're trying to your fast muscles, your fast twitch muscles. You're working on that, but you're not working on your overall body, and that's what happens to a lot of athletes. What
did you say, South Carolina?
One of the things that I've noticed, and just from looking at the young folks that I see. That were on the track team here in South Carolina, they go out and they run, and then they go by the store and you see a NOS in their hand or an AMP or a 5-hour energy or a Red Bull, and I'm like, that can't be good because, you know, I don't know exactly what's in these things, but, I mean, anything that's going to have your heart rate accelerate unnaturally can't be good for you.
Right.
Exactly right.
Is Red Bull not good for you?
I mean, there's people that have died from doing that.
Yeah, Red Bull, they were thinking about banning at one time because they had several deaths from that.
But I like Red Bull. It works.
Yeah, but it's dangerous to take.
But it works. I mean, you don't take it every day. But it will give you a boost in the arm when you need it.
They got rid of Ephedra, too. And,
that was back.
They had diet pills that were, I mean, very, very effective, but they had ephedra in it, and that was a stimulant. Like, it would have you wide open.
Well, young athletes die from that also, and that's why they banned that particular drug.
The only reason why they banned it is because it was working.
No.
Killing them off.
No,
yeah.
No. There are supplements that work that don't cause you those type of problems. You know, there's different types of things that you can do.
Every time something works that's on the market, they take it off. That's what they do.
They don't test it enough before they put it on the market.
Right.
And then they see the side effects of it afterwards, and then they remove it.
I want to go back to my steps.
10,000 a day.
10,000 a day.
Why?
I mean, even old. I mean, my mom is 80-some years old, and she goes to the doctor, and he tells her he wants her to do 10,000 steps a day.
Because
what is with this 10,000? Could they not find another number like 6?
Well, for the children, it's even more than that. I mean, you get from the age from 6 to 12, boys and girls. Girls are 12,000 steps a day, and boys is, I believe, 15,000 steps a day. So it's a number for us to shoot for, but it's also keeping us active and off the couch. So we need to strengthen our hearts because – it's, you know, we're very lazy.
A heart is a muscle.
A heart is a muscle.
And it's a muscle that has to be exercised.
And it has to be exercised, exactly.
Well, what a problem, too, is that the computer age has taken most young people off of the field and taken them into a small room in front of a screen, and they're sitting down most of the time. And that's a serious problem.
Yeah.
What about, look at my age. Look at a 25-year-old.
I almost choked on my coffee.
Did you take your Red Bull? You take too much Red Bull this morning, Tracy. You better get off that stuff.
Look at my age of 25-year-olds. Look at us.
And Tracy used to be an athlete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that has happened, too, as we get out of school, we forget about what we used to do.
I mean, my bike was my car. There was no car. There was a bike. And so if you wanted to go from the Sharon line to the South Side, you took a bike.
Yeah.
And you do it maybe in about 15, 20 minutes. And I'm right now, have I told you the story about my pogo stick?
No.
My uncle over the weekend gave me a pogo stick. And I decided I was going to go outside in my yard and I was going to try to pogo. So I put my foot on top of the stick, and my head said, no, we're not going to do that. So I put the other foot on top of the stick, and my foot said, no, we're not going to jump. I found out that I'm chicken now, but I am going to get on my little pogo stick, and I am going to start pogoing and trying to, you know, it just looks like something fun to do.
Tracy.
What?
We better get 911 by real fast.
Did she say pogo stick?
Yep, that's what she said.
I found out they don't make them out of wood anymore. They make them out of metal. They're beautiful metal instruments now.
That's going to hurt.
Tracy, you ever heard the thing, the higher they fly, the harder they fall?
I'm going to get on the pogo stick as soon as I figure it out. Y'all just give me a couple days. I'm going to make sure I go out to a Fit Family parking lot and jump.
Don't go there.
The liability, don't let her do it.
Yeah, that's definitely a liability.
But, it's really funny how when you're younger, you find yourself, you have no fears. You just jump on the stick, you don't know what it does, and you just get on it and just do it. I used to tumble up in the air, who cares, run out in the middle of traffic and play, didn't care. Now, as an adult, we just become scared.
Well, you have that experience of getting hurt, falling off the pogo stick, falling off the bike. Falling off the swing, you have that experience.
And I'm afraid to fall again.
Are you afraid of getting hurt? Being in the hospital, emergency room, those kind of things.
I ain't afraid of the emergency room. I'm afraid of falling.
You're a lot more cautious. But getting back to the 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah. How do we get those 10,000 in?
5,000 is considered a sanitary. You're not doing anything. So that's.
But I'm morbid.
So you have to get beyond that.
How do you get to, I'm serious. I will put on a pedometer and I will look down and it'll say 3,000. And I will have thought I had done something.
You may not have it on you right. But you know what? For 3 hours you sit here every day.
Every day.
So that's 3 hours that you're not doing anything. So when you go to commercial breaks, you should be jumping jacks, whatever it takes. You can do that.
They've made actual desks that you can work at now.
I have
and
seen
and exercise.
Yeah. But it'd be kind of hard to do talk radio with the treadmill in
Why?
Front of me.
Why?
Because you're talking and walking at the same time.
No. You see all these people that personal trainers that teach classes. They're walking, they're jumping, they're running back and forth, and they acquire this smoothness so that they can do it.
And besides that, you may get more listeners if you're breathing hard,
Tracy, I don't understand why she went there.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't understand that one.
I don't either. I just couldn't resist it.
Okay. It's one of those days. You
might get a lot of calls, that's for sure.
No calls. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. How do you get 10,000 into a day? I know that I'm sitting here 3 hours a day, but how do you, I mean, you walk an hour on the treadmill and you still don't get 10,000 steps in.
You get a lot more.
No.
Yeah, yes, you do. How fast are you going?
3.5.
Okay, so if you're going 3.5, bump it up to 4.
No. Okay, John, what's your idea?
There's only one way to do it, is pick them up and put them down. So if you're going 3, you got to go 4.
You can bump it up a little bit, because, I mean, if you can bump it up to 4 and then drop it back down, bump it up to 4 and drop it back down. Just, you know, you don't have to stay up there the whole time.
But why 10,000?
10,000 means that you're very active. You don't want to be 5,000. That means you're doing nothing.
Most people are less than 2.
Exactly. That means that they've done nothing all day. So that gives them an area that they know that they've done nothing, so they need to shoot to getting more. So if you set that goal for 10,000 steps and you get them and you get over, you've, like, really made your requirement for the day.
Hey, South Carolina, do you work out every day?
No, I don't work out every day, but I do have a pedometer.
Do you get your 10?
Yeah. They've implemented a health and wellness program at my company. They gave us all pedometers, and so far I have done 15. I think my maintenance man, he had his on last week, and he did over 25,000 steps. But you just have to go out on the property. You just walk, and yeah, you can get it. You'll get it before you know. But you really do have to calibrate that pedometer. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
So the cheap pedometers are not the ones to really pay attention to.
Well, it, when he says calibrate, is what I was saying. You got to make sure that you have the right stride length, and that's what he's
right.
saying.
But the pedometers that I have bought, they never ask you for a stride length. What they ask you
there's
is
a little button on the
push press to start.
No, there's normally a little small button that you can adjust
right.
the stride length.
Even
right.
on a cheap
most
one?
Of them,
yep.
Most of them are set on 27 inches.
Right.
And you're pretty tall, so you
yeah, you probably got 40 inches, Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You guys.
And one way of testing it is just to maybe walk, take about 4 steps and see what it calculates out, what the numbers
right.
are. Shake it, and then just once you clear it out to 0, just shake it for that many times and see the difference. You want your pedometer to be about less than 10% in that range of error. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, you first have to measure it, though. And
is there a certain brand? I mean, because I'm serious.
It doesn't matter. You have to measure what your stride length is, and usually they have you,
how do you
start from
that?
A wall. Start from a wall with a measuring tape. Okay, and just take 3 natural steps and do it a couple of times and find out what the average stride length you have.
Yeah.
Do you
look confused.
I am confused.
Yeah. normally a person walks anywhere from 24 to 36 inches, and an average is like 27, 28, somewhere in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah. So you don't want to stress yourself and make your stride length longer. You just want to. That's why you need to try it out a couple times so you find out what your average length is.
Okay. And once you measure your stride.
Stride length.
Stride length. You calibrate that into your pedometer.
Yes. And that give you better, more accurate account of how many times you're. Walking.
Well, listen,
you may be missing about 5,000 steps.
When I find my pedometer.
I'm sorry. I'm just bad today, Tracy. I don't know what you want to hit me.
I'm not allowed. You guys, I'm taking a break.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
It's my headache. It's causing me to talk crazy.
No. I'm just trying to. South Carolina, did you hear this? The number is 347-945-52. Are you with them or with me?
I'm with them.
You know, I'm going to take a break. I'll take this abuse. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here at WSLM AM 600. And we're talking with Don and Doris Bullock from Fit Family. Fit Family is a friendly gym that is large enough to get your workout in, small enough to consider at home. It is located over in Austintown, and they have Real Rider Cycling. They have Pilates. They accept silver sneakers. They have phenomenal workout classes with some great teachers and great instructors. They have a full gym with all of your strength and cardiovascular training with your ellipticals and your treadmills and your walk rides and all that kind of stuff in there. And then there is a wonderful Pilates that you have private lessons and you have group lessons. And if you really want to have a great experience when it comes to working out, give them a call over at Fit Family. The phone number is 330-793-4466. We'll be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com. Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
In for Mark Lavoie, I'm Jen Austin, WSOM News. Authorities have filed kidnapping and rape charges against a Cleveland man arrested after three women went missing for about a decade. They were found alive at his home. Homeowner Ariel Castro was charged yesterday. Brothers Pedro and O'Neill Castro are held but face no charges right now. The Warren Police Department promoted two of its officers yesterday. Lieutenant Eric Merkel was promoted to captain. He'll serve in that position until Chief Tim Bowers retires. Merkel will become chief in June. Also promoted, Sergeant Greg Hosa, who now becomes a lieutenant. Supporters of extending health coverage to more low-income Ohioans say they plan to hold off further work on putting the issue to a statewide vote, at least for now. A spokesman said a Cleveland-based policy organization and its partners have plenty of time to pursue a ballot initiative if the legislature would fail to act. You're up to date. In for Mark Lavoie, I'm Jen Austin, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is coming to a Walgreens near you. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, and Mercer counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Living rooms, nurseries, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, offices, bookcases, and more. Handcrafted from oak, hickory, cherry, maple, and quarter sawn white oak. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. Check out the country home decor items while you're there. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want you to give us a call if you want to. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 347-945-5229. If you have any questions for Doris and John, South Carolina's on the phone with me. I think Alabama went back to work. And John is in here picking with me. He can't help it. I love him anyhow, but I don't understand. John, I'm trying to get my 10,000 steps in. I'm trying to get physically fit. I'm moving more than ever before. At least I'm trying.
You gotta stop the vacation periods, though.
Skip that.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta stop those vacation periods.
I can't stop vacation periods. You gotta take a break.
Well, and when you go on vacation, then you gotta find some way to work out.
You want me to carry my tennis shoes on vacation?
You don't have a buddy you can work out with?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I have no friend. Listen, the show's called Tracy and Friends. Have you ever known
somebody out there that likes you enough to work out with you?
South Carolina. It's called Tracy and Friends. I try to get my friends to come work out with me with Pilates. They won't even show up.
That's Pilates. I'm not going to go show up and work with you in no Pilates.
I don't have to. You ought to. You would love it. I'm serious. Pilates is cool.
I will ride the bike around the country with you. But I ain't doing no Pilates.
Pilates is cool. Doris, isn't Pilates cool?
It is.
Pilates is awesome.
It's a great workout. It really is.
It stretches muscles. It elongates you. It does things that you would never think that you could do.
And a lot of the athletes are now doing Pilates because they found out it is good for them to do the stretches and help them be in between their other workouts. So it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. I mean, because it stops injuries. When you stretch your muscles, it slows down injuries. It helps your hamstrings and
hamstrings.
I understand that. I understand that.
I don't have any friends up here. That's why my show is called Tracy and Friends. My only friends are on the radio because I don't have any friends that are not on the radio.
That's pitiful. I don't far find that hard to believe.
I got viral friends. I got LinkedIn friends. I got Facebook friends, and I got radio friends. But my real friends are invisible. They're like, you know, they're like just go, you know, shadow people. That would be bad. And Sticks, we'll get a class together. All of us will get out there and start working out together. That would not look good. Manny, Moe, and Jack.
You know what helps me in walking is having those little rugrats around.
Definitely not having kids to work out.
Don't call it a workout. Just have them around.
No. Kids are a workout, all of that stuff. I don't want to work out. I don't want to be that physically fit. No. Kids? No. I've got some friends who are my age, and they decided to go start another family.
They're stupid.
You can't. I mean,
I am not going to be the oldest thing at graduation talking about. That's my baby. Woo!
That's what I'm trying to tell you, South Carolina. I'm not half that. Oh, no. Kids are working out. You'll get your 10,000 steps. I'm not looking for that much steps. we gotta stair mill. We can walk on the stairs.
Stair stepper?
Yeah, stair stepper.
Yeah.
I'll do the stair stepper instead of go raise kids. Whatever you want.
That's artificial.
What's that?
Find someone, because it's getting warm. Find someone that needs their grass cut, and they have a push lawnmower. And as a public service, you cut their grass.
That's a good idea.
John, we need our grass cut. Tracy, come on over.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Tracy?
We have about an acre and shit.
Tracy?
I've been to your house.
If you have about an acre, you get a good one. You get like 15,000.
15,000, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
I have too. It used to be my job.
I think it's a good idea. I like that. She wants to get her 10,000 steps in. That would be a great way to do it. Yeah.
Cutting grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you really want to work out, do you have one of those old style lawnmowers?
I do.
The blade.
Are you talking about the push
motor?
Ones?
The push one. Yeah.
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 No, I don't have
any. Real workout.
That would be a real workout, yeah, yeah.
You know, Doris, we know people with
those. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you can meet me on the bike trail at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Are you going on the bike trail?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what I do miss, and those of you who live close to a bike trail or a walking trail, it is a true blessing. In the city of Youngstown, I don't think we have any walking trails. You can walk around in circles at Wick Park. You can walk around circles at Roosevelt Park. But as far as actually having a walk or a bike trail like Mill Creek Park or like the one they have out in Austintown and the one they have at – we don't have those. I don't think there are any in the city, which is really, really sad.
Yeah.
Because I would love to see – I mean, I guess we don't have the residents to support it.
Yeah.
But when I look at Bailey Park or look at some of these places, there are great places where there could be a nice walking trail if we had one. And I have to get in my car, drive all the way from the east side of Youngstown to Boardman to to go walk in a bike trail or a
no,
walk.
No, you don't.
You can get on your bike and ride it over.
You can come over to Austintown and do it, or you can go to where, not Girard, but you can go to Niles.
That's the opposite direction. That's too far.
Boardman is further.
No, Boardman is closer.
To you?
Yeah. Well, I'm right here. But it's still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys are on the other side. Austintown's the other side of the world.
Yeah, you could start out at the Boardman part, and I'll meet you.
No.
Yeah, I'll meet you.
No.
No problem.
No. But I do wish we had walking trails. It would have been nice. Because it is inconvenient to pick up. It's like, you know, in Los Angeles, people would have, you know, bike racks on their car. They'd have to kick the bike, put it on the back of the car, to go drive 20 minutes to go ride their bike.
Okay, now, you just got finished saying a few minutes ago that you used to ride your bike.
Yeah.
Do you have a bike now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, bring it over. I have a compressor. I can put air in the tires.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And I can meet you on the trail.
That's, we got real rider cycling inside of Fifth Family. Why would I go through all that?
It's outside experience.
Stacey, you, and while you're riding the bike, you can get your vitamin D, okay? And don't tell me, oh, you got a supplement for that. Get out there, get in the sun, get you some color, okay? I'm tired of looking at you being so light skinned. You need to get some color in your skin so you're healthy, okay?
Actually, I have to be honest. It was either Saturday or Sunday, I sat out in the middle of my driveway just because the sun was shining and it was warm so I could get some sun.
That's good.
I needed some sun.
So you could have got on your bike then and rode it around in your development. And
that's what you call that? A development. We don't have developments in the hood.
You can come ride with Doris and I on a weekend sometime. She has a bike too. We'll take you on a trail.
I'm not riding nowhere but you and Doris.
Why?
Because I'm smarter than a fifth grader.
A fifth grader?
Because you guys do miles.
So?
on a bike, that's very...
After you're on a trail, you won't even know how far you're going.
Listen,
yeah.
Unless you're paying close attention to it.
I walk...
It's so beautiful out there, you won't even understand.
I get my dog, and I go over to the Mill Creek Park Trail over here in Boardman.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked my dog so much the other day, she passed out in the middle of the trail and said, will you please pick me up and carry me the rest of the way? And I got a Jack Russell. You know, I would hate for you guys to have to carry me back and my bike. I got a Jack Russell.
Tracy.
What?
No. What you been feeding this dog? A Jack Russell don't get tired for nothing. I got two of them.
So you know crazy, right?
I know crazy.
She got tired. I was walking the trail.
And we have
beautiful trails here to get to 10,000 steps in.
Yeah.
There's Boardman, there's Austintown, there is
Niles.
Canfield, there's one out in Niles.
Mm-hmm.
They're down in Firestone Park has one.
Well,
we just don't have one in the inner city. Do you know one in the inner city?
I don't.
Well, that particular trail, when they're finished, is going to be 320 miles.
Where?
The one that you're talking about. It's going to go all the way to Lake Erie.
What I'm talking about where?
The one that starts in Boardman. Goes to Austintown, Niles, Warren.
320 what?
Miles.
Tell me something. Along that trail, will they have, water points and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, they already do.
Oh, yeah.
That was my next point. They have rest spots. They have pavilions where you can picnic. They have all that.
They got doggy,
restrooms. They have restrooms.
They got doggy pickup bags.
Yep.
So you can pick up your doggy's poop. Please, when you guys go out and walk your dog, there's a reason why they have doggy pickup poop. They even have doggy water thingies so that you can water your dog.
Yeah.
So if they can do that, you can, you know, pick up your dog poop. That's not nice.
Yeah. Tracy's changing the subject again.
I wasn't changing the
subject.
We
want to get
again.
Her on a trail.
I'm going to get
fertilizer.
On the trail. I'm going 370 miles, but I'm getting on the trail.
You can do 2,000 steps, and that'll be 1 mile.
I would come to Ohio for that if we did a charity walk for a particular charity. Just, get a charity walk relay. You can do
I like
miles.
That. I like that, because I've been talking to the MS Foundation about doing one. I like that, so I'll keep that in mind, South Carolina, because I wanted to become more a little bit more active with either MS or autism, one of the two.
And I've got a granddaughter that's autistic.
And so I'm looking to do that. We want to do that. This year I want to participate in the walk. You guys just have to start scheduling the walks around my schedule.
Which walk?
The one I won last year.
Is it Panerathon?
The Panerathon.
Okay.
See, you almost said Alzheimer's for a while ago, and I was going to say you better hurry up because
what?
You might not remember it pretty soon.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5252, and I'm talking with John and Doris Bullock, and they're from Fit Family. And as much fun as you hear us having in the studio is as much fun as we actually have while working out. Doris keeps us focused while we're working out, but I watch the other women, and I get the opportunity as I'm there to watch these women come in and work out, and these men. And it's really, really interesting, the dynamics and the friendships that evolve out of this gym. It really, really is. And it's a non-judgmental gym. People come there to work at their own pace for their own healthy living. But it's nice to be in a place where, you know, it's like Cheers.
Always home.
Everybody knows your name.
Well, we have people also from all walks of life. We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have ministers, we have people that...
And then there's Elaine.
Yeah, we have dispatchers.
And then there's John.
Yeah. Well, John is special, you know?
Which John?
This John.
That John.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Doris, you were the other day. Hey, I was really, really impressed. I was at the gym and you were taking a class. You were taking a real writer class?
She does it every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Thursday.
I do it Wednesdays and Thursdays.
She teaches my class now on Wednesday morning. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I'm not taking one of her classes. I've got enough of Doris.
She's been teaching my class for 2 months.
But she was taking the class. She wasn't teaching the class.
Yeah.
I like to take the class.
She was taking the class.
Yeah, she does.
To make sure that everyone's doing their job.
Yep.
No, I do it for me, really, because I have to make sure I am fit. So that's the only way I'm going to do
that's
it.
That's why I'm riding the trail at 7 a.m. so I can get back in shape again.
So you're riding the trail at 7 a.m. and you're teaching the class at 8?
Yes, 9.
9.
Yes.
Now, do I have to join the gym to take your classes? Can I just come in and take classes and not join the gym?
Come in and take classes and not join.
That's for the bikes. That's for aerobic classes or Pilates classes also.
Or personal training.
Or personal training.
Yeah. You don't have to be a member.
Yeah.
The health and wellness of, because everybody's talking about getting physically fit now. I mean, I think with the new healthcare reform, your cost of health is going to be required in a lot of ways. I mean, they're talking about BMIs. They're talking about getting it right, making sure that you have mobility, making sure that you're healthy, and because your rates, your premiums are going to be calculated based upon your health, just like with smoking. You can't lie about smoking anymore.
Right.
You could say, do you smoke? And you say, mm-mm. And your blood work comes back and says, well, yes, you are a smoker.
Yeah.
You have nicotine in your system. So I think the same thing is happening with exercise. And, you know, help us. Many insurance companies now are paying for your fitness.
Yeah, that's true.
Silver sneakers. And then other...
Prime,
Some companies are now paying for your...
Because they found out the people that work out, they actually are better workers. And they take less days off or sick and things like that because... they're working out. They're healthier.
Really?
Really. So you'll be a healthier employee if you got busy.
You know, what I really find interesting is that our Silver Sneakers membership has, like, tripled in the last 6 months, and those people are religious about coming to work out.
They enjoy it.
They're waiting there sometimes at 7:30, but they're just 3 days. They're there like 4 or 5 days.
It's a nice gym. It's a nice gym for Silver Sneakers. Mm-hmm. Because, and let me say this, there are a lot of gyms that are popping up everywhere. but you pay for what you get. And take this from experience. It's like me and my tablet. I went cheap the first time, and I should not have done that. And it's the same thing with your gym. You pay for what you get. Yeah, you can go and get a gym for $10 a month, but you're going to get your $10 a month, and that's just what you're going to get. And there's no telling what's going to be involved in that $10 that you're going to pay every month. Whereas when you get when you go into a Fit Family, you're going to get a premier service. It yeah. really is. I mean, the cleanliness of it, which is really, really nice.
Thank you.
The care and the environment. I have to say the environment is conducive to getting a good workout and being safe and feeling secure. There are cameras everywhere. You guys pay attention to everything that's going on, which is really, really nice. So no matter what time of day that I go inside the gym, you know, I feel safe.
Yes, I would hope so.
I do. And if anybody chases me down the street, you'll know it because I can run. we're talking with John and Doris Bullock from Fit Family, and they're located in Austintown, Ohio, over on 46 and Mahoney. What's the address there?
45 North Canfield Niles Road.
Suite 200.
And you got what are the hours of the gym now?
7:30 in the morning until 8 at night on Monday through Thursday, Friday from 7:30 until 7, and Saturday from 8 to 1. And we're closed on Sunday, just by appointment only on Sundays.
And I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank
upcoming
you.
Sunday.
Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to you also. Your mother
no.
to each and every one that you
yeah.
speak to.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
No. Whether
the,
you
I'm
know
the,
it
I'm
or not.
I'm favorite aunt. And so I'm going to take a break, and we're almost done with them. But I thank them for coming in. They've been with me for several years now. And I appreciate what they do. They endure my intolerance of or sporadic exercising. But I have come to find that I do feel better when I work out. I miss it when I don't.
Good.
It makes you more apt to get more things done when you do work out. And I hope and pray that as we go through this process, people will learn that exercise is important.
Yes.
More than, I mean, I was telling some people this morning, our parents got more done by noon than we get done in a week.
That's true.
And they
yeah.
they did. I don't know, we have more technology, we have more stuff, they got more done. And exercise, I mean, they cleaned house, and so that was a form of exercise. We don't do as much as they did, and I don't know how we get that back. So we have to have facilities of exercise.
Yeah.
Because I don't see any of us out in the garden hoeing and tilling the ground. And we don't have time for all that because of our work schedules and because of what we do now. But we still need to get the same physical activity in.
Exactly. That's true.
And so that's 10,000 steps.
10,000 steps, which equal out to about 4 miles. You can do it.
4 miles a day.
Yeah. I want you to get over 4 miles a day.
4 miles a day?
Yeah. It's no big deal. You can do it.
John, how many steps do you get in a day?
10,000, it better be.
No, lately I'm not getting, because I've been sick or ill, I haven't been getting 10,000 in, so I'm working my way back up.
How many miles do you get, Ms. Doris?
I get over 10. There are days that I don't, usually Sundays, you know, is my lazy day because I do take a rest day, and I don't usually get my 10,000 then. There are days, though, on Sundays that I do. If I run on a Sunday, I will get it.
But you get 10,000 miles?
Yep, 10,000 per day. You have to.
Hey, listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to be talking with Dr. Mason. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Used attempted to make unlimited ATM withdrawals. The New York cell withdrew three of the $45 million stolen in a matter of hours from ATMs in 27 countries. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, is ordering police to stop leaking details of the kidnapping of three women to the media. Frank Jackson's request comes the same day the prime suspect in the case was arraigned.
Throughout the proceeding, Ariel Castro kept his eyes downcast. Prosecutor Brian Murphy says for Castro, the tables have turned.
Mr. Castro stands before you a captive, in captivity, a prisoner. The women are free to resume their life.
The judge set bond at $8 million. The fired school bus driver collecting unemployment will likely not be able to pay it. The case now goes before a grand jury. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Cleveland.
College may not be a good investment for everyone. A new report by the Brookings Institution says some students will not be able to earn enough over a lifetime to justify the cost.
You're going to see a lot of discussion over the next few years on what is the value add of a higher degree, and is there a more efficient or less expensive way of imparting knowledge.
Isabel Sawhill of the Brookings Institution. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev buried somewhere outside Worcester, Massachusetts. Austin, Texas, first stop on a trip by President Obama focusing on his job creation plans. The Dow is up 31 points. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Investing in green technology can be a risky venture. The case behind Solyndra is one well-publicized example of it. But one company may have figured out how to do it.
Tesla makes electric cars and makes them well.
This is an amazing vehicle,
says Jake Fisher, auto testing director at Consumer Reports.
This car kind of feels like a rocket.
The magazine gave the Tesla Model S a rare and highly coveted near-perfect score. That came as Tesla reported its first quarterly profit ever and rising sales, plus a soaring stock price. But times are tough at Fisker, Tesla's electric car rival, which has laid off employees and hired bankruptcy consultants. Richard Davies, ABC News.
A judge in Montana has ordered the Fort Harrison, Virginia Medical Center to pay nearly $60,000 to a man wrongly diagnosed with brain cancer and told he had just a few months to live. Mark Templin believed he was dying, so he quit his job, sold his pickup truck, celebrated a last birthday, and contemplated suicide. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Cumulus Health Club and Dr. Lee Laney present today's health tip.
We've all heard about the fads and miracle weight loss cures, and one of the latest is apple cider vinegar. Can apple cider vinegar really support weight loss, or is it just a fad? The answer is that apple cider vinegar itself is not a weight loss fad. It's a traditional remedy that has been used for centuries all over the world. There is no such thing as a miracle weight loss cure, but the evidence shows that apple cider vinegar has qualities that support weight loss. Studies have shown that apple cider vinegar helps balance blood sugar levels, which could influence weight loss, especially for people who are insulin resistant or diabetic. Apple cider vinegar could also help improve satiety levels and prevent overeating. So even if apple cider vinegar isn't a miracle weight loss cure, it still can support a healthy lifestyle that can lead to consistent healthy weight loss.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by Dr. Lee Laney, MD, focusing on weight loss and aesthetics. Visit Dr. Laney on the web at miracleweightlosscenter.com. Call 330-856-2407.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. the full cup of love. Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love. If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Are you a member of the Fuel Rewards Network program? If you are, you can pay less for Shell fuel. Just shop through FuelRewards.com or dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then swipe up your savings at participating Shell stations. Sign up for free at FuelRewards.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. The number is 347-945-5229, and we are at the top of the hour of 7 minutes out of the hour of 2 o'clock here on our second Thursday of the month, which is Health and Wellness, and I have Dr. Matt Mason with me in the last hour of my show. And he does health and wellness. He's a chiropractor, and he's out in Cortland or Warren?
Warren.
And he comes on, and today we're going to be talking about digestive health. So how you doing, Doc?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure and honor to be back, Tracy.
Well, it's an honor and pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Maybe you won't beat me up like my last guest, because they beat me up pretty bad.
They did. I didn't get to hear too much of that. So
they beat me up pretty bad.
Well,
but I'm working on it.
It was probably done in love, I'm sure.
Good answer. Good answer.
Tell me a little bit about
Your practice, and then let's go into digestive health, because digestive health is one of the most important things about our whole health and wellness system, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Mason Wellness Center, you know, we practice more of holistic health. So, you know, instead of blindly drugging things, you know, we look at more of biochemical, environmental, and nutritional balance with people through, you know, nutritional testing, detoxification, functional medicine, botanical medicine, chiropractic, things of that nature, to get the body back into balance.
Okay. So, balance, what do you mean?
Balance, you know, the scientific term from that is homeostasis, meaning balance. So a lot of people, you know, are passing all the medical tests in the conventional medical system, and they're having all these problems. You know, they're even having migraine headaches or digestive upsets or abdominal pain or low libido or whatever it may be, and they get all the tests done. They get the MRIs, they get the CAT scans, they get the bone scans, EKGs, EEGs, you name it, and they pass all the tests and they're told, well, nothing's the matter with you. You know, so they end up slipping through the cracks and thinking, well, geez, you know, is it all in my head or what? So in other words, they're just testing you for disease. They're not testing you on a functional basis. That's what functional medicine is, meaning we're testing you on a cell level to determine how your body's functioning. And what we could do to get your body functioning better through natural means to get your body functioning the way it's supposed to be. So people's chemistry, your blood, your chemicals, your minerals, your vitamins, amino acids, your neurotransmitters, your digestive system, all that can get out of balance through improper diet, through genetics, through toxins in the environment. So, you know, these are a lot of the aspects that we look at.
So let's take a look at the digestive part of this. I eat food, it digests, I eliminate, things are done. How do you, there are a lot of people who have acid reflux, they have diverticulitis, they have, you know, all these things that have been prescribed. They have, they get heartburn from eating beans. What do you talk about when you talk about, you know, digestive health? What are you talking about?
Well, exactly. You know, this, it's a pretty common question I get, you know, either through the office or through emails, where people have GERD, you know, acid reflux, esophageal problems, where, you know, they have signs and symptoms as such as, you know, they have that heavy full feeling. You know, they, people say, like, when they swallow, they feel like they swallowed a brick. Or they have that pressure under their chest. Or they have tightness in the back of their throat. Matter of fact, there was a young lady I was treating in her early 30s, and she said it felt like there was a walnut in the back of her throat. So invariably, people will get these signs and symptoms where they also get the pressure in their chest, sometimes shooting pain in their upper back, sometimes heart irregularities even associated with it. They'll get metallic taste in their mouth. You know, it just feels like they have like a metal taste in their mouth. And so basically what happens is people start taking antacids, you know, or they change your, try to change your diet, make some diet modifications, and they go to their family doctor, and their family doctors are pretty much perplexed by this phenomenon of GERD and acid reflux, and they recommend to their patient that they start taking acid-blocking medications like Prilosec, you know, Nexium, Prevacid, Pepcid AC. And that doesn't solve the problem. So, you know, we have to look at, you know, what turns your digestive system on? What activates your digestive system? You know, do you have GERD? Do you have acid reflux because you have a deficiency of acid-blocking medications in your system like Prevacid or Pepcid AC? And, of course, we know the answer to that is ludicrous. I mean, it's not a drug deficiency, so we have to look at what's the cause.
Okay.
Okay, so what activates your digestive system? Number one is your upper neck and your middle part of your back. Those nerves and those two areas influence your digestive system. So we could influence your digestive system, number one, through chiropractic treatments of adjusting either the middle part of the back or the upper part of the neck. Because there are a set of nerves called sympathetic nerves and parasympathetic nerves. So the one set of nerves stimulates production of stomach acid, and then there's another set of nerves that calms it down. So these nerves directly influence your organs of digestion, and whether it's your stomach, your gallbladder, or esophagus, areas of that concern. So that is definitely one area that you're not going to hear through television commercials, and you're not going to hear it from doctors from in the conventional medical system, and they're not going to hear it when they go to the conventional medical programs that they're going to, because all these programs are slanted towards drugs.
Why? Let me, and let's break this down for just a second, because if we are not in the healing process or the preventive process, then we're in the reactive process. So why is it that we don't teach preventative care when it comes to the digestive system? Why don't we deal with that?
That's a good question. Why don't we teach prevention in all aspects of health? You know, so healthcare anymore, unfortunately, sad to say, has become about grinding the axe of money. I mean, the job of the pharmaceutical industry is to produce drugs. I mean, there's no money in wellness. I mean, that's the sad part of it is. I mean, these pharmaceutical industries are making $1 billion a week. I mean, that's insane. And medications are not getting people healthier. So we have to start taking responsibility for our own health and start going more of a holistic approach and going that route.
What do I do? How do I? There are a lot of people who are dealing with acid reflux, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone becomes their own diagnostic person. So they start shifting what they eat and what they don't eat. What would you tell them if they came into your office? What would you say to them about that?
The first thing, if they're experiencing, you know, digestive upsets, as we just mentioned, first I would evaluate their spine and nervous system, because the areas of the spine, the upper part of the neck and the middle part of the back, can be slightly misaligned, which is going to impede the nerve flow that is supplying the organs of digestion. There was a patient of mine by the name of Jennifer, and she had a history of GERD for about 5 years, and she basically lived on antacids. She went from Nexium to Prevacid and Pepcid AC, and you know, it helped with her symptoms a little bit, but she dealt with this for over 5 years. And through endoscopic evaluation, they basically told her that she had Barrett's esophagitis, which is a precancerous state. So, you know, needless to say, she was in fear of this, but, you know, something had to be done. So in her case, I looked at her spine, and she had two subluxations, meaning slight misalignments of her vertebrae. One was her fourth thoracic vertebrae, which is between your shoulder blades, and the other one was the axis vertebrae, which is what they call C2. It's the second bone in your upper neck. We made adjustments. We did, I think, a series of 12 adjustments to restore the proper motion to allow the proper nerve flow going to the areas of digestion with her. We also looked at the nutritional aspect of it. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, what do I do about my stomach and my duodenum and my esophagus? You know, it's eroding. You know, it's from the acid reflux. Well, that's where drugless prescriptions come in. So a lot of times we'll use plant extracts. One of them is called mastica, which is a gum resin from the trees from the Greek islands. And you would take two capsules twice a day. And what this does, it helps to inhibit the what they call H. pylori bacteria in your body and in your stomach, and that's been shown to cause duodenal ulcers, stomach ulcers, things of that nature. So we use Pylori Plex. We use another drugless prescription called Intestamine, which is a powder. You would take two scoops of that a day. High-limit probiotics, so that you're repopulating healthy bacteria in the intestinal tract in the stomach. These are things that are very critical for repairing the gut lining and getting the body back into balance, as we were saying. You know, it's almost seems counterintuitive, because a lot of people, you know, through television commercials, we've basically been lied to. You know, we think that we have an acid problem and we have to turn it over to acid-blocking drugs. But really, in all reality, in most cases, people aren't producing enough stomach acid. So another thing is, oftentimes you can supplement with extra digestive enzymes. So, you know, a lot of people are really unfamiliar with this, but take this into consideration. We know that as we age, our hormones decline, right?
Right.
So also as we age, so can your digestive enzymes. In other words, your stomach produces stomach acid, what they call hydrochloric acid and pepsin. Your pancreas produces pancreatic enzymes, and your liver produces bile, which gets stored in your gallbladder. These are all absolutely critical for proper digestion, for breaking down your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates. So, number one, as we age, our enzymes start decreasing. Number two, sometimes right off the bat, when we're born, some people have a genetic susceptibility where they don't produce enough digestive enzymes. That's what they call hypochlorhydria. Or some people don't produce any, what they call achlorhydria. And what happens is they've actually known this since the early 30s, believe it or not, that when these kids aren't producing sufficient amounts of digestive enzymes, they're much more prone to having asthmatic conditions.
Hmm.
And they're resolved. I mean, other times there can be other issues involved with it, but oftentimes supplementing with these digestive enzymes, it greatly improves or resolves their asthmatic conditions.
Wow. Hey, South Carolina, your mic is on. So,
I'm amazed. I mean, I've heard of individuals that have had swallowing problems, and they've gone to the chiropractor and their swallowing problems gone away. I know a lady who had, just what he said, had a problem with her digestion. And a month later, after going to her chiropractor and doing what he said, she had no more issues with her constipation. So I believe in wholeheartedly.
I do too, and I know a lot of people who have digestive problems, and they, again, when you go to your regular physician, you get a script and you're on Prevacid, and it's supposed to either cure it, help it, Rolaids, Tums, you know, all this, you know, you're doing it for your digestive health. But they really don't talk about trying to make sure that it just goes away and or you're no longer beholden to a pharmaceutical drug.
Right. And here's an important concept that a lot of people aren't aware of. A lot of people are on these acid-blocking medications for months and even years.
Right.
Because of these problems. And the doctors just keep giving them and giving them and giving them. And they don't realize the long-term consequences of what this is doing to their body. Now, look, if you have a bleeding ulcer, or if you have a stomach ulcer or a duodenal ulcer, these medications are very effective and very necessary. They're very good for it. If you have severe symptomatology on a short-term basis, sure, it's fine.
You depend on...
However, if you're taking these longer than 6 weeks, it's really a prescription for disaster. Number one is these medications can cause pneumonia. And you're saying, well, how in the world can this cause pneumonia? Well, when you're chronically suppressing your stomach acid, that bacteria, that pneumonia bacteria, which would be normally shut down or destroyed by your stomach acid, has an entry point in your stomach, which then goes into your gut and your bloodstream and into your lung. So a year later, after you've been taking these medications, you say, well, geez, I must have had a pneumonia bacteria. And it was a pneumonia bacteria, but it was drug-induced because you were taking the acid-blocking medications.
The number is 347-945-5229. If you have any questions for our guests, please call in. Now, your body, from my understanding, but your body automatically produces these acids.
Correct.
Everything has a reason.
Right.
Sometimes they overproduce, or if they underproduce, it there causes problems. But one thing tends to help another. If you block it completely, that means something is becoming deficient, that acid that you normally would need is no longer being produced, which means you are out of balance somewhere else. Am I off too far with this?
Well, you can't. You know, a lot of people think you're overproducing stomach acid. You really don't. You may produce it out of sequence.
Yeah.
Meaning you could produce it out of sequence if you're eating the standard American diet. If you're eating a lot of fried foods, you're eating a lot of junk, less processed foods, white flour, white sugar, a lot of caffeinated products, alcohol, cigarettes, that's very inflammatory, very acidic to your body. But in all reality, you know, so obviously that's something we didn't address, but... obviously, the diet has a huge, huge factor with digestive issues. If you're eating junk, you're going to have problems sooner
what's
or later.
Considered, I mean, think about
that.
This. What's considered junk? You said white foods. Come on now. Everything in America is white. White rice, white sugar, white potatoes. You know, what are you saying?
Eat brown rice. Eat rice that's not refined, that's not stripped of all of its vitamins and minerals.
White bread.
Don't eat white bread.
You're taking everything out.
No, there's lots of there's.
How are you going to eat a fried elephant ear or fried pizza? Have you ever seen pizza made out of wheat dough?
You know, if that's your thing, eating fried elephant ears or whatever, eat your elephant ear. But majority of the time, eat healthy food. There's no way around it. If you're eating junk, you're setting yourself up for problems. I mean, we can you know, I think everybody gets that. If you're not, you know, your body's only going to work as good as you treat it. If you're putting junk in your mouth, that's what you're going to get out of your body. You got to put healthy nutrients into it.
Healthy in, healthy out?
Yeah.
There's a question inside of my chat room. It says, my gallbladder was removed several years ago. What supplements should they be taking for proper digestion?
Okay, good question. Before we get into that, you know, there's a lot of people that come to me, you know, they said, I've had my gallbladder tested, and they say their gallbladder is only working, you know, 8% or 12%. Well, number one, those tests are very grossly inaccurate. In other words, you could have three or four of those gallbladder tests, and they're all going to be all over the place. Number two, rarely, there are some cases, but rarely do you have to have your gallbladder removed. I know you probably think I'm blowing smoke, but, you know, I understand because this is what you're hearing from all the specialists all the time. But what happens is through eating poor food, the white flour and the white sugar, all these things are very inflammatory. They cause the bile, which gets stored in your gallbladder, to become thick, like sludge. Then it can no longer go through the ducts to be secreted, to be able to go in your intestinal tract and in your stomach to be able to digest your fats. So that just sort of becomes thick, sludgy. And so we actually have a protocol we have at the office called a liver gallbladder flush. And there's a protocol to it that we won't get into today. But it will basically cause your bile to thin it out and to cause your gallbladder to sort of constrict and to flush out your gallbladder. With that being said, if you have already removed your gallbladder, one thing you definitely need to be on is what we call Bilex, which is a bile enzyme, and another drugless prescription we call Biozyme Forte. We have this at the office, or you could also find it online at masonwellness.com. You basically want to take this one or two capsules, five to 10 minutes before you eat. And what this does, these are natural digestive enzymes to help you break down your food. Because if you're not completely digesting your food, you're going to have problems. You're going to create inflammation.
I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I want to talk to you about the digestive system, how a healthy digestive system should flow.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are on a lot of medications and or supplements to help them with bowel movement, and that's a part of the digestive process. And I don't think it's always good because your body's supposed to cleanse itself. And if you have to take a lot of laxatives to help you go to the restroom, then there's something deficient within your eating that's causing this. And if I'm wrong, you can tell me when I come back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'll be right back.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Between Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Marco and everybody else, we've got a rising group of young conservative stars. And I feel very confident are going to solve problems and make the country a better place. And I'm tired of Republicans picking the next person in line.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. News Talk 600.
In for Mark Lavoie, I'm Jen Austin, WSOM News. Authorities have filed kidnapping and rape charges against a Cleveland man arrested after three women went missing for about a decade. They were found alive at his home. Homeowner Ariel Castro was charged yesterday. Brothers Pedro and O'Neill Castro are held but face no charges right now. The Warren Police Department promoted two of its officers yesterday. Lieutenant Eric Merkel was promoted to captain. He'll serve in that position until Chief Tim Bowers retires. Merkel will become chief in June. Also promoted, Sergeant Greg Hosa, who now becomes a lieutenant. Supporters of extending health coverage to more low-income Ohioans say they plan to hold off further work on putting the issue to a statewide vote, at least for now. The spokesman said a Cleveland-based policy organization and its partners have plenty of time to pursue a ballot initiative if the legislature would fail to act. You're up to date. In for Mark Lavoie, I'm Jen Austin, WSOM News.
Spring is the time of renewal when the world blooms again. Just as spring rains and warm sunshine renew the earth, the physical rehabilitation programs at Crandall Medical Center can help to renew body and spirit. If you've had recent joint replacement surgery or fracture, the rehabilitation specialists at Crandall Medical Center put a spring in your step again. The physical and occupational therapists at Crandall Medical Center can help you renew vitality and regain strength, help you to bloom again. Call us at 330-938-6126 or visit our website at CrandallMedicalCenter.com for more information about orthopedic rehabilitation. Call 330-938-6126. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. A good place to get better.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years.
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My debt negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
End harassing collection calls.
calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until my debt negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-426-7119. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-426-7119. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-426-7119 now.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and I have Dr. Matt Mason with Mason Wellness with me from Warren, Ohio. And he comes with me on the second Thursday on my Health and Wellness Day, along with his family and George and Don Bullock, and Turning Point Counseling, which Dr. Brandy couldn't make it in today, but she'll be back here on next week. She's going to come, and we're going to talk about schizophrenia next week. So mark our calendars and know that next week at 12 noon, she's going to be coming in here. We're going to talk about schizophrenia, and we need to take away the misnomers of the disease and deal with it from the root of it. South Carolina's on the phone, and I want to thank him for hanging out with me for the day. I have to give him a shout-out because when I call him and ask him to pinch hit for me and to help me out because I'm in the box by myself because you guys know I'm afraid to be alone. He'll call in and make sure that I have somebody to talk to so I'm not talking to the wall. Because my flags and my quilt on the wall that a beautiful woman made for me will not talk back. So, Dr. Mason, I said when I came back, I wanted to talk to you about the digestive process. I eat in. How many times should I have a bowel movement? Should I be taking, like, Mucilex and, you know, milk of magnesia and, you know, all these kinds of everyday take this, you know, Docalax, all these stool softeners and all this kind of stuff. When does it become natural that I start taking that as I get older? Or what is up with that? Because there are more people on, they're selling more poop medicine than a little bit.
Right. Yeah, it's you shouldn't, if you're eating healthy, rarely, if ever, should you have to take any kind of stimulant laxatives like that. The reason people are having problems, all these digestive problems, and not having regular bowel movements is the food that they're eating. You know, so people say, what kind of diet should I eat? I say, eat any diet other than a standard American diet. You know, I keep banging on this, you know, white flour and white sugar. And there's a reason being because, you know, studies are showing that all disease is basically from an inflammatory process, regardless what kind of disease it is. Now, white flour and white sugar are very inflammatory to the body. Now, when you take white flour, white sugar, and mix it with water, in our class we used to make glue out of that. So what's that doing to your digestive system? So people aren't eating real food. They're not getting any fiber. They're not getting any fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, whole grain brown rice. They're not eating any of that. So they don't have that fiber. They don't have that bulk to be able to have that peristaltic movement through your body. So you should be having a bowel movement really every 12 hours. The average stool transit time, meaning how often you have a bowel movement in the United States, is 72 hours.
Now,
that's huge.
Every 12 hours?
It should be every 12. They're having it every 72 in the United States. Now, if you go to remote parts of China and Japan like that where they're eating more of a healthier diet, it's every 12 hours. So remember, you know, your intestinal tract, when you have a bowel movement, that's one of your main detoxification organs. So you have an extra 60 hours of fermentation and toxicity backing up in your body.
So we should be flushing out as we're taking in. Because I find out, because I even found out that, you know, as with me trying to lose weight, the more water I drink and the more times I eliminate, the more weight I lose. And it's not just water weight.
Sure.
You know, weight loss.
Because everything's working better.
Right. It flushes better. And then a bowel movement twice a day. And so, but I don't have to take a stimulant for it if I'm eating right. So
right.
Going back to the white flour and the white sugar, because I'm finding white flour, white sugar is in everything. I mean, seriously, when you look at what we eat,
That and aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find ingredients that don't have white corn fructose corn syrup, that does not have white sugar, and that does not have flour. You are almost, it's rare. It's hard to find.
You're right. That's why I say don't eat the standard American diet. Is everybody eating white flour and white sugar? No, I don't. Rarely do I eat gluten. Like I said, it was a learning experience for me. But the difference in my health compared to eating it and not eating it is huge. So, if you're eating fresh fruits and vegetables, if you're eating whole grain brown rice, if you're eating sweet potatoes, if you want to have white potatoes, okay, I'll let that one slide. Brown sugar basically is white sugar with molasses in it.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You tell me you're messing up.
No.
Brown sugar is...
One of the healthiest sugars to have.
Sugar
in the
raw.
No.
No?
No, is coconut sugar. It's called coconut crystals. So it's very low glycemic. It's actually a mild stimulant for your immune system. And it's a healthier sugar to go. It's much more pricier too, of course.
Now I'm hooked on stevia now.
Stevia is a good one too.
I use it as a sweetener for my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But I may use it somewhere on some of my fruits. But I've never used it in cooking. I've never used it in sweetening my sweet potato. I've always used the brown sugar in the butter.
Yeah, I would go to the coconut sugar. Coconut sugar is very good. It almost tastes like brown sugar.
I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah,
now.
Try it out.
I'm gonna chase you down. I know where you work. Don't be messing up. The number's 347-945-5229. If you have any questions for Dr. Mason, please don't hesitate to call. If you want to call locally, you can. The number is 330-781-9600.
Let me mention one more thing else.
Sure.
When we're talking about the acid blocking drugs. You know, we talked about how, you can get drug-induced pneumonia from that. Number two, you can develop osteoporosis from that as well. So this is more typical in women of 45 years of age or older. You know, so here they are, they're eating healthy, they're exercising, they're taking their calcium and their vitamin D, and they're like, how in the world did I get osteoporosis? And, I'm doing all these healthy things, why are my bones deteriorating? Well, the reason your bones are deteriorating is because you've been on these acid-blocking medications for months or even years. So when you're chronically suppressing your stomach acid in your stomach, what happens is you need that acidic environment. You need that stomach acid to be able to absorb your minerals, to be able to absorb magnesium and calcium and all the other trace minerals that are very important for your bone metabolism and for your bone density. So people are really setting themselves up for a lot of problems and are unaware that what these medications are doing. So, another thing, I've had patients come in where they've been on these medications for years and they also develop magnesium deficiency. And that has sent them to the emergency room, which has caused atrial fibrillation, arrhythmic hearts, asthmas, even seizures.
Now, magnesium. Milk of magnesia, same thing?
That is a form of a laxative.
Right.
So if you take too much magnesium, regardless what kind it is, it can have a laxative effect.
No, but I'm saying, you said it magnesium deficiency.
Magnesium deficient. No, not milk of magnesia.
Okay, I'm asking just if it was the same thing.
No. So magnesium deficiency is a mineral, right?
Okay.
So you
naturally have in your body.
Yeah, that you get minerals, you get trace minerals from like nuts and seeds and
right.
beans and other types of fruits. However, there's one part of fact is the average person is only getting 33% of their required magnesium daily. So really everyone, there's definitely a good foundation of what people should be supplementing with, but magnesium is one because magnesium is involved in over 400 different reactions in your body. Magnesium is very, very beneficial. Magnesium, just quickly, magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer. So not only relaxes your muscles if you're getting spasmed or tight muscles, but also relaxes your blood vessels, right? Because your blood vessels have muscles on them. So it allows them to relax, to dilate, which in turn helps people with lowering their blood pressure.
Blood pressure. Hey, Doc, I got a question for you. I had a guy tell me a long time ago that a copper deficiency is why you go bald. I'm a bald-headed person. Do I need to increase my copper intake?
No, I never read that in any of the research that I've read. Copper deficiency is sort of, it can cut both ways. It could be very beneficial or it could be very harmful, just like taking too much iron. So some people, when we measure what we call their organic acids, we're measuring their entire chemistry of their body to see what they may be lacking in or actually toxic in. And copper is a very important nutrient, providing that you're lacking in it, but you do not want to be taking too much copper. So I wouldn't suggest taking extra copper unless you're just buying a multivitamin that a lot of these, if you're buying a good quality multivitamin, it has copper in it. Now, another interesting point is it's been shown like a lot of these vitamins that you're buying at drugstores and whatnot, for instance, Centrum, they're using very cheap, very inferior, very synthetic ingredients that are causing more harm than good, and this has been well documented. And one of them is copper. And if you're getting the bad form of copper, it leads to Alzheimer's. So you got to be very careful with what you're buying.
Well, what brand? And I know Tracy's going to get me for this because
that's all right. You can ask. That's all right.
What is a good brand of vitamin, a multivitamin that you should be buying?
One that I carry at the office, one of the few, which is a pharmaceutical grade, is Douglas Labs. Now, there's so many different manufacturers out there that it's a Wild West show. There's what they call food-grade supplements, and there's pharmaceutical-grade supplements. Food-grade supplements that you're getting at GNC, Walmart, Walgreens, wherever you're buying them, most of them are food-grade, meaning they're not regulated. So, in other words, say you go buy vitamin C, and it says 1,000 milligrams on the label. If you get it tested by an outside third-party lab, there may only be 400 milligrams in there, and it's inferior quality product, and they may be using cheap binders and excipients and whatnot. Now, if you're buying pharmaceutical grade, which is everything that I handle at the office, along with all my custom formulated drugless prescriptions, if it says 1,000 milligrams, that's what's in there. So you're getting the highest purity, potency, quality, no cheap binders, fillers, or anything that can be harmful to people.
Doc Mason, give your website out. In South Carolina, you can go to his website, and you can tell which one is on here that is the multivitamin that he would look for.
A good multivitamin, you would go to masonwellness.com, and you go to the, I think it says specialty items, and you would look up multifactors. That's a very good high-potency multivitamin, mineral antioxidant, and you basically take three capsules twice a day.
Okay. Okay, now I'm not gonna have to get my liver to pay for these, am I?
No, you don't have to. I'm looking at it now, and you're looking at $29.30 for 180 capsules.
That'll last a month. Taking all six a day.
That's cool. That works.
So I'm looking online, and I think maybe next month, let's go through some of the vitamins that you do actually offer online.
Okay.
So that people can know where to go find them and talk about why what they do. Because we have a vast audience, a lot of people in South Carolina, it's kind of difficult to get him here even to see me.
Right.
Let alone here to go to the doctor. I have yet to meet him.
Uh-huh.
Now, Stixman went down to South Carolina and met him, but I've never met South Carolina face-to-face. And so to get them so that people that are listening online, they can actually go to your website if they can't make an appointment. But if I want to make an appointment to come see you and to get a personal workup, I know that I'm going to be coming in the next couple of weeks and talking about how to get on a healthy nutritional weight loss supplement program. And so if they want to do that, where do they call?
They would call our office at 330-219-6250, or you could also email us at masonwellness@yahoo.com.
518, your mic is on.
Hey, Chase, I don't know if this is a health question or not. All I want to know is, are those people that ride in the wheelchairs that are supposedly crippled and disabled, when they ride in the middle of the street, is that healthy? Because it's not healthy for me. Now, I'm tired of riding around these people that ride
right,
in the middle of
right,
the street.
Right.
It's not healthy for me.
It's not healthy for you if you hit them.
God doggone it, Tracy. Well, I'm about to hit one of these cats, and y'all going to
No,
come
Rick,
hear
me. Rick. That would be very, very hazardous to your health for you to hit the people who use the scooters as automobiles. And I know
Tracy,
what you're talking about.
I think he's calling us to get a gauge on if we have bail money for him.
No, I don't have no bail money. It's hazardous to your health if you hit the people who use the scooters for cars.
You know what I'm talking about.
I was going down Market Street the other day and almost hit the scooter who was going down the street trying to drive like a car. So don't hit them, Rick. Don't hit the people.
I mean,
that's not healthy.
They ride worse than the cats than the young black men that ride with their seats all the way to the back. Have you ever seen one of them cats?
Rick, listen. You got to understand.
My blood pressure's going up, Rick.
The scooter is only supposed to go 5 miles an hour at max.
My blood pressure, Tracy.
Don't do it. I'm going back to digestive health. Hang up the phone, Rick. Do not hit the people in the scooter going down the street. Actually, we need to have a scooter trail. Bike trail, walk trail, scooter trail.
I mean, we need something, Tracy, because my blood pressure is going up, and now I can't eat right.
Take some magnesium.
No, take some milk and magnesium. will magnesium help the blood pressure come down?
Mm-hmm. Take a magnesium and a chill pill.
and
a chill pill.
And lobby your new mayor candidates on what they're going to do about bike trails, walk trails, and scooter trails.
If it's going to work, because somebody might get hit before then.
No, don't hit the people. Don't hit the people that are crossing the street with the scooter. And, you know, tomorrow, Rick, we'll talk about this in detail because it is kind of hilarious because I do run across a lot of people who are now using these scooters for cars.
That's all I'm saying, Chase. You understand what I'm talking about.
I do, and I'm wondering, and wait a minute, and I know some of them got double batteries, so when one battery goes out, they plug in the other one. So don't do it.
Okay, all right. I have to take your word for that one.
That's right, don't hit them. I'm going back to Dr. Mason. Hang up the phone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM. The number is 347-945-5229. Dr. Matt Mason, is with Mason Wellness in Warren, Ohio. And he is a wealth of knowledge. It's a young man that I ran across, and I said, wow, he has his game on. And so I encourage you to go out and see him, get a physical workup, go out and talk to him about nutrition. And he's more of a, I'm going to say, an Eastern-minded doctor than a Western-minded doctor. Eastern-minded medicine deals with preventive medicine. What do I need to do so that I can stay healthy so I do not have to go see the physician? Western-minded doctors are get sick and give me a call and I'll treat you for life.
Right.
Am I getting that about right?
Right. You know,
Doc, I watch a TV show called Bizarre Foods. Okay. And occasionally he will do a medicinal show. And he's done two of them that I've seen. Now, some of these roots that I've seen them do, and since you were talking about being from, you know, an Eastern-minded doctor, some of the stuff that they take over there, you know, like ground up bone and things such as that, is there an essential, I mean, is that straight up and head on ground up, you know, tiger bone and stuff like that?
It's not in my diet.
Yeah,
we have to look at what were we genetically designed to eat. You know, so it comes down to biochemical individuality. You know, people who build the igloos.
Eskimos.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I couldn't think of that word. if you look at their diet, you know, they pretty much ate whale blubber, you know. That was pretty much their diet. Now, and they had no heart disease. They had no cancer. Now, if you and I turn around and we start eating whale blubber, we're going to get heart disease no time flat.
Well,
so
then,
that's what their genetics were designed to run on.
Well, my genetics were designed to eat fried chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, and cheesecake and German chocolate cake and peach cobbler.
No, you made that up. That's not what you were designed to eat.
No.
I won't give you a pass on
that. No, she wasn't. She wasn't joking. She was a heart attack.
You know, I was talking about this the other day. You know, it's clear that there's an epidemic of poor health in the United States. And we really have to start taking personal responsibility. That's what it comes down to. We can't, you know, the premise, you know, it's based on that decades ago that germs cause disease and that there's a pharmaceutical solution to all that. So what have we done? We misplaced our trust in governments. We misplaced our trust in big pharma. We misplaced our trust in medical industry. And, you know, figuring that they're going to solve all of our health problems. Well, the truth is that health comes from within. We have to start taking care of our health and start thinking in terms of natural health, natural health care first, drugs second, and then surgery last. Because this pharmaceutical approach is literally killing us. We're drugging ourselves to death, literally.
Yeah, we are.
We
are. And I will. And everyone is on some type of script.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Is on some, most people are on some type of script along the way. If you don't have one thing, you have another. And
it's responsibility. Nobody wants to take your responsibility. It's, okay, doc, here I am, fix me. So that's the difference between going to your family doctor or coming to me. If you go to your family doctor, you're a non-participant. You go, you maybe get a couple blood tests, you get your medications, you leave, and you come back and see me 3 months. If you come to me, you got to be a willing participant. We got to put a plan in place to get you healthier.
I'm going to take. I'm at the end of my day, and next month we're going to talk about the, you know, products that are online, and what they're used for, and multivitamins and non-multivitamins, and you know, supplements, and because some people take 20 pills a day, some people take one. We buy them over the counter. We take Geritol, and we have all these new pharmaceutical companies as well as vitamins. And you go into the store, they tell you eat cinnamon pills, you got red yeast rice, you got all these kinds of stuff. What should people be taking for what? So I want to go through that next month.
Okay.
And then the following month, I want to ask you about how young should I start putting my teenagers on a healthy wellness diet plan?
Right from the get-go. Be a role model.
I'm glad I don't have kids. Well, hang up the phone. I'm at the end of my day. God bless you guys. We'll see you here tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic. Jeff and I will be here. We want to see you back with us also. The number is 347-945-5229. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends. WOMAM600. God bless you and have a wonderful afternoon.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market,